Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome, 1007 WTIC, Talk 1080. This is the Warm Roddy Show, Monday edition Warm Roddy Show. Warm Roddy host Matt Sorois, our master of ceremonies, keeping track of timing, tempo. Taking your calls, 860-522-9842. Joe was kind enough to hold before the break. Let's welcome Joe, first caller of the hour, brought to you by Eagle Rivet, the roofing partner you can trust. Welcome, Joe.
Hey, Happy New Year. I wanted to make a point about good radio last week on the show. But I just want to tell Morgan Cunningham, please provide all the facts when you do a news story. Don't hand select stuff, because the guy who was up for election in Brazil, they actually set aside some constitutional provisions to let him run. It might have been something. It might have not just been an anti-Trump thing. It might have been a little bit more to the story, Morgan Cunningham. Anyway,
I'm sure Morgan is a very conscientious young man. I'm sure he'll go back and look.
Yeah, I'm sure. BBC is so honest too. They're just so balanced, just like PBS. Anyway, there's always, when you call in, there's a call to we want to persuade you, or we either want to preach to the choir. And I really liked the radio last week where the lady who disagrees with you a lot on things like Ukraine, I really thought, and you gave her extra time. I think it makes for good radio. And it's not, the call's not just to group think here or whatever. It is good to hear different views. There was a girl in our home school who loved movies without any plot or conflict. I really loved her, but that's not the way the world really works. McCarthy and the Themis Claridis stuff was similar because it's pragmatism versus idealism. And as you well know, politics is a game of addition, not, whatever.
Right.
And groupthink, this is really my last point, groupthink is sometimes a cancer. And so that's why we need shows like yours. We need to get the ball back and forth over the net a little bit. And just a little Catholic history here. Athanasius was exiled three times by a pope, and John of the Cross, in my mind, the best Christian poet that ever lived, was locked in a closet for 7 months. So,
in a closet. Jeez.
He was. Yes, he was. And by a bishop. Anyway, groupthink is not the way to go, and this is why we need shows like this. We need the town green, so to speak. We need the coffee shop.
Yeah,
and
I
Morgan
agree.
Cunningham, if you want my phone number, I'm sure they have it there. But anyway,
Joe, thank you. Thank you for noticing it, because I do, and I get criticized sometimes. I do give opposing view callers more time. And I want to do that because I don't want people to think they can't call with an opposing view.
You know, one last thing. One of my favorite parts of the show is when the editor of the Journal Inquirer calls in, because I worked in media, and I'm telling you, that guy's a star.
Because, yeah, I love Chris.
Because I have worked in a lot of corporate communication settings, and believe me, it's groupthink. And if you're a guy like him that actually, you know, looks under the covers a little bit and looks at things a little more closely, you're definitely like an Athanasius. I mean, you know, you're definitely going against the grain. I mean, you know, you work in some of these newsrooms around here, and they want you to all agree with them. And I just don't think that makes a good Pastor Will show. I mean,
it's not healthy. It's not healthy to agree with everybody. You know, it's just not not the way to go. Joe, as always, appreciate you. Thank you for being patient. And I'm sure Morgan will go back and take a look at that because he's a very good guy. He's a very good, fair, and balanced guy. Let's go to our Southern Command, Rudy, Florida. Rudy, welcome. Happy Monday.
Well, I guess I get extra time because I was going to call you Friday and call you Pastor McCarthy. I did it. McCarthy's a bum, Will.
I've said it 100 times. He's not my guy. That's not the point. You're missing the point. The point was we have a limited window to go after the criminals, and we don't want to waste time.
You're not going to get anything after the criminals. Nothing's going to happen. Hunter Biden's laptop and all that stuff is already with the DOJ and the FBI. It's just going to be like, what did they just do to Trump with January 6th? They recommended.
Here's a theory.
They referred to the DOJ.
Here's a theory.
The DOJ didn't move on Trump yet. They're not going to move on Hunter Biden.
They don't want Biden to run. Biden's going to announce they don't want Biden to run. The ranks of the Democrats will crack. They will allow enough damage to happen, just enough to get Joe out of there, which, you know, you could count as a victory. There's going to be some mileage with this, Rudy, I'm telling you.
Biden's not going to run again anyways. It's so doubtful. And everyone's worried about we can't function, we can't pass anything. How much do you think
I don't care about that.
Actually going to hear?
I don't. Huh? You know, I feel like if the government shut down, that's the less they can hurt us. I don't mind that. No, I strictly 100% was I want Jim Jordan to do his thing. Nobody's better. And the votes were not going to change. We weren't going to have a different candidate. It was diminishing as it was. I'm glad they got the rules changed. I congratulate the Freedom Caucus for that. But it wasn't going to happen. It just wasn't going to happen. It was in the cards.
It's funny, too, because you mentioned the Freedom Caucus, but all of a sudden you hear they adjourned and they're going to come back Friday night at 10 o'clock. And I posted all over Twitter that evening, like hours before, you knew the fix was in.
Well, it was done at that point. You knew it was done. Yeah.
Yeah. And they wanted it to be late night on a Friday night going into a weekend. Mm-hmm. So they didn't have to take any flack. Now it's Monday.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but what made the difference was the final six that wouldn't vote for him just voted present to change the required number. That's what put it over the edge is the six.
If Matt Gaetz had voted for someone, he would have lost because he would have needed 217.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So they all vote. The six voted present. They only needed that number instead of the higher number, and it was done.
Yeah. I mean, it just disgusts me. And I mean, look at how many votes was that? 14, 13?
14, 15. 15 votes. 15 was the winner. But I mean, even Jim Jordan nominated McCarthy as the speaker. So, I don't know what you do with that. Jordan knew that it wasn't going to go any direction. And I think, there's nobody better than Jordan to serve us. Let the guy loose and let him do his thing.
Jordan's in that same fraternity, though. So, I mean, nothing's ever going to change. I mean, it's sad.
I don't believe that. I don't believe it.
How are you going to change it?
You're going to change it because there's a cumulative effect. If it keeps going and the truth keeps leaking out and leaking out and leaking out, and I'm pointing to the independents, you're going to get more independent voters, and that's who needs to hear. You're not going to change the Democrat minds. You're not going to change the Republican minds. The only minds you have a chance to change are the independent voters, and we need independent voters to win elections.
Well, both parties do.
Sure. So that's why a robust, and again, I don't care how you get the word out. I don't care if it's just Newsmax, if it's just Fox, and it's just social media. Now that we've got Twitter a little bit more accessible to us, I think that a lot of this Hunter Biden crap's going to get out there. A lot of this, how the DOJ conspired, colluded with the social media platforms, it's going to get out there, and you're going to get a lot of independents going, huh, you know what, these guys are criminals.
One thing the Freedom Caucus should not have given up on is at the beginning they were asking that the January 6th files would be released to the public. And
yeah.
McCarthy said no, and it's still a no.
Well, guess what? Like, that's going nowhere. That's the biggest nothing
know,
burger
if,
in the
if
world.
You could show the video. There's videotapes of, you remember that guy with the big, he was dressed like a caveman, a Nordic guy?
Yeah.
He was escorted to Speaker Pelosi's desk by a Capitol police officer wearing a mask. Like, that footage doesn't get out on the news.
No.
Like, how do you arrest a guy when Capitol Police brought you right up to Pelosi's speaker desk in Congress?
And how is it that the only person that legitimately died as a result of January 6th is a unarmed female military veteran? Where's the consequence for that? Where's that outrage, right? Come on. The whole thing
was
drilled.
If it had been a liberal young black male shot by a white Capitol cop, you know they would have tried the guy.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, they would have hung him from a yardarm. I mean, it would have been ridiculous. But that's what I'm saying. The whole thing was a sham, and it's not going anywhere.
I think the worst thing that's going to happen is McCarthy's going to be ineffective, and the media and the Democrat Party is going to run on it in 2024, and we're screwed.
No, I don't agree. I think McCarthy's going to be watching because he wants – listen, McCarthy's like everybody else. He wants one thing. He wants to maintain control. And so he knows they got to win. They got to win again. Got to win again. He wants to continue being speaker. He's going to watch out because the Freedom Caucus is going to watch every stinking move he makes. And he's going to be very careful.
And for him to get anything passed, he's going to have to let the Democrats have whatever they want in the bill.
No.
Otherwise, it will never get through the Senate.
No. Well, that's a whole – the Senate's another issue. But we're not fighting with the Senate right now. We're just trying to get the House in order.
Right. We're just going to be lame duck till the next budget.
No, then I understand that. But that's – I'm saying the value of having – the House right now with the power that we have in Jordan and the Judiciary Committee, the value of that is getting information out to the public. Whether we win or pass a bill doesn't matter. It's getting information out.
It's limited, and it's not going to do anything.
Well, I
think
it's going to change minds of independence.
We have
I think it's all
problems.
A commercial.
We have food shortages.
Look at it as a giant commercial, Rudy.
They should focus on our country right now. Nothing's going to happen court-wise with Hunter Biden. So that's just a waste of time, just like January 6th. So it's like, let's fix inflation. Let's fix our fuel shortages and everything else. Unless you guys up there like paying $6 for a home heating oil a gallon. I mean,
well, I just got an article last night that we have the highest, only Hawaii has higher electric prices than Connecticut. But Connecticut and the 48 contiguous states, Connecticut has the highest electric prices in the country now.
My electric bill was $74 last month. My kilowatt hour is a tenth of a penny below $6.06. And you guys are paying $24 up there with Eversource.
Yeah. God bless America, Rudy. Hey, it's going to work out. I'm telling you, we're going to see some great things from this Republican House. And it's going to make a difference in the next election. I promise you.
I know,
but I'm telling you, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Rudy, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 860-522-9842. No, I do. I think it's going to be like a giant commercial. I think that a continual pounding. Listen, the Democrats did. Now, of course, they have the help of the media. But look what the Democrats did. Oh, Trump colluded Russia. Trump colluded Russia. You got everybody all cranked up about it. Coming to find out, total lie. It wasn't true. Any of it wasn't true. It was total, absolute construction by the Democrats. But nevertheless, they still swayed public opinion. And I think if Jordan, and Jordan's smart, he's a smart guy. He knows how to get this done. This will be a continue, like a dripping faucet to the American people. The corruption of the Biden administration, the DOJ, the laptop. Just keep pounding it. I'm telling you, it will change. I believe it'll help change independents that voted last time for Democrats. I think it will. And I'm looking forward to the change. So that's that. All right, let's see. What else? Yeah, so back to Biden. Biden says he's going to run. This from PJ Media. Happy Monday morning. Here's what we're thinking about. We're thinking about the fact that Joe Biden is going to announce his 2024 campaign. Now, PJ Media is describing it as the 2024 train wreck. But they're talking, this is the most serious, this came from the Hill, the most serious plan right now, Joe Biden finalizing plans for the 2024 run. Now is he gonna wake up someday and oh the president died in his sleep? I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm just telling you, he's thinking about it. He's thinking about it. People around him are thinking about it. I mean, I know, ridiculous as it is, the poor guy can't, you know, he can't handle what's going on now, but it could happen. All right, let's take a break. Couple commercials. We'll come back. More phone calls. 860-522-9842. Your number today for the Monday morning edition of the Will Marotti Show right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Back to the Will Marotti Show on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Let's hear from you today, 860-522-9842. Now, I had made, again, I know, and I don't understand this. I do understand it, but I want to hear it from you. I have my own theory on this. The same reason I was turned off by Lauren Boebert's appearance on Sean Hannity last week is the same reason I can get turned off on the way at times Donald Trump expresses himself. Best policy since Reagan. If you could take the policies of Trump and combine them with the personality of Ronald Reagan, I'd vote for Reagan. I'd vote for that candidate to be king. I wouldn't care if that person was in charge the rest of my life, because Reagan had such a humility about him, but there was a confidence about Reagan. There was class about Reagan. There was good wit about Reagan. It was still, I think, one of the best communicators of all time. And if you could take that quality of Reagan and you could combine that with the policy and, yeah, the tenacity of Donald Trump, I mean, you'd have an incredible candidate. But the same reason I didn't like Lauren Boebert's appearance on Hannity, the same reason I get frustrated with Donald Trump. And now here, this is from AP News. Boebert backers urging her to tone down the nasty rhetoric. Debbie Hartman voted for Lauren Boebert and for Congress in 2020, again in 22. Delighted by Robert Boebert's unequivocal defense of cultural issues. I agree. Hartman stopped short, though, of a full endorsement in a supermarket, saying she needs to tone down the rhetoric and just stick with the point at hand. This is someone who voted for her twice in Colorado. The sentiment reflects Boebert's challenge as she begins her second term in the House. Her relatively short time in Washington, she's built up a national profile, being very combative. Okay, fine. From gun ownership to apocalyptic religious rhetoric, it says. I haven't heard that. I don't know. I'm not that familiar with her, but that was my biggest exposure to Lauren Boebert was on the Sean Hannity show, and it was a total turnoff. Total turnoff to me. So even her own backers are saying, you know what, you gotta turn it back a little bit. I mean, I'm sure she's a great person. I'm sure she's a great politician. I'm sure she's conservative. I mean, no one's questioning that. No one's questioning her conservative pedigree. Questioning how she expresses herself. And why is that? Why is it that people don't mind for instance, like Trump? Why aren't people bothered by his crassness, dropping F-bombs in? And this is what, you know, again, I heard it, was sitting right there with my son listening to a rally this year or last year. I think it was towards the end of summer, and dropped the F-bomb right in, we're watching on Newsmax, dropped the F-bomb right in a rally with kids around. That shows a lack of discipline to me, a lack of control, lack of respect, perhaps. I don't know. Why aren't people bothered by that? Why aren't you bothered by that? You seem to be willing to embrace all the things that we all like about Trump, which is policies and his toughness, but for some reason you're willing to just pass on that when he's crass, when he's unpresidential. And again, I compare him to Ronald Reagan. I think President Ronald Reagan was presidential, and that's the kind of guy that I want to have serve us. But you're willing to pass on it. You don't, and I think I know why. I don't want to say it. I think I know why. But you guys are willing to give him a total pass. And some of you are willing to give the same thing with Boebert. Boebert can be nasty, brash, and you're willing to give her a pass on that. And I don't understand that. I do. I do understand it, but I want to know why you feel that way, I guess is my question. 860-522-9842. All right, we're going to take a break. 1029 commercial. We'll come back after the news and open lines the rest of the show. 860-522-9842. Give us a call. Love to hear from you today. Monday edition, Will Marotti Show, WTIC News Talk 1080.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, welcome back, 1036. Let's go to the calls. Let's go to New Hartford and Tom. Tom, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Pastor Will. I want to first thank you for including Jack Hayford in your prayer this morning. He was an amazing man.
Yes, he is.
But I wanted to say, I seldom take issue with you, but I am no fan of Lauren Boebert. But I watched that interview. I've watched it twice now.
Yeah.
Hannity was insulting.
Yeah.
He never gave her a chance to answer. He kept saying, you don't answer my question, but he never gave her a chance. He walked all over her whenever she talked. And I don't think she's gotten a fair shake from that one. Hannity's pretty obnoxious as it is. He was extremely obnoxious.
And that's why I don't like him. I don't like Hannity because he's a bully.
Yeah. Well, that's why I don't usually watch him. But I did go back, and again, I twice watched that interview. And he got nothing that he didn't dish out or ask for.
Yeah. Well, I guess the only thing that was several things bothered me about the interview. But again, I don't even watch Hannity. The only reason I even stopped there was because I was surfing, and I saw her on. And I said, okay, I want to check it because I don't know her that well. I want to hear what she has to say. And Hannity, in his, you know, he's bombastic in his typical fashion, but I thought that she she was equally insulting. She wouldn't stop. She just kept talking, and, you know, answer his question and bring up your next point. Don't keep ignoring his question and just, you know, I just thought the whole thing was not,
yeah, well,
not
no
helpful.
Doubt about it. She went on there. She agreed to, you know, an interview with him. She had her own agenda, no doubt
yeah,
about it.
Yeah.
But so did he.
Yeah, no, but he always does, and that's why I don't watch him anymore.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Have a good
thank
one,
you.
Pastor.
Thank you. I mean, for instance, I actually like Jesse Waters. I like Tucker. I even will watch Laura Ingraham. But I just won't watch Hannity. I just haven't for several years. I'm just not my guy. You know, just not interested.
And I'm with you.
Yeah. All right. Tom, thank you so much. I appreciate your call. Thank you. Let's go to Hartford and Sharik. Hello, Sharik.
Pastor Bill, good morning. Happy New Year to you and your listeners
you,
and all
sir.
That. The thing is, I'll go fast. First, the speaker at the U.S. House. My prediction is that the Republicans will have a second speaker before the 2024 is out.
Okay.
And I don't know who that would be. I don't know. But and there's a chance that Democrat may flip the House in 2024, although that's to defy the odds, you know, the political odds and the history, but it may happen. The other thing, you know, like I was listening to somebody yesterday, Sunday, that one of the favorite topics they're going to bring it up is your favorite, is term limits. So in this session, some guy from Kentucky, Mr. Comer, he said he's going to bring up the term limits. But I do not agree with term limits. In my personal view, we already have a term limit, which is called election. The other thing is I'm against term limits. The moment you are elected, you are a lame duck, you know. You have to, and then you have to change a lot of the system in order to bring in this new term limits into play, because your mm-hmm. system has not been built for the last 200 plus years for the term limits thing. So you mm-hmm. have to change the whole thing. I did listen to Mr. Bucci on Iraq and Syria, maybe the last part of your discussion with Mr.
Yeah.
Bucci. He's very good. He's very good. Well, the point I'm making is this, that United States has huge interest in Iraq. Mm-hmm. And the reason they operate in Syria, because any kind of those extreme elements coming into power in Syria, which will affect U.S. interest in Iraq, that's my personal view. And there's also people, you didn't discuss it, but there's also undercurrent of Shia Sunni dynamics in the whole region. You know, ISIS are basically Sunnis.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why Al Qaeda, and they're all part of that. Abu Musab, Zarqawi's gang way back in 2003 and all that.
Mm-hmm.
The point I made, the link is that the United States is not going to, United States has a very tight rope to think, but they don't want ISIS to think that they own anything over there. So
mm-hmm.
they want to just keep them down. They can't, obviously, as you discussed, they can't kill 10,000, 15,000 people besides killing other things. The other
right.
thing is, the U.S. House of Representatives, they will investigate withdrawal from Afghanistan by President Biden. The point I'm making is that President Trump also agreed to withdraw. No,
he did, but not that manner, not that methodology.
No, that's why I'm coming
yeah.
to.
Right.
If you minus the tragic death of U.S. Marines on the last day or day before, that's but the main thing. The other thing, the people dropping from the airplane. But the point is that the withdrawal itself, my personal view, was very courageous by President Biden, because you know Afghanistan became the biggest Ponzi scheme. It was the biggest mm-hmm. scam in the world going on. $1 trillion. It was a scam in the last days.
I agree we needed to do a pullout. I agree we needed to reduce our presence there. I just didn't like, A, the order in which it was done, but B, the abandonment of the Air Force base and leaving all the weapons, the machinery there. I mean, it's mind-boggling to this day. I don't understand how we did that.
I don't think that you could have maintained the Bagram Air Force base forever. We would still have been in Vietnam somehow. By
it was so strategic.
Air Force was built by the Soviets in the 50s, you know.
Background was so strategic, and it was such a
important
presence. I think it was
that was a practical possibility, Pastor. But I do not agree with that.
Okay.
But anyway, that's your view. But anyway,
you can agree to disagree.
Thank you for giving me some more time today, and thank you very much, and have a happy new year.
Thank you, Sharik. I appreciate you very much. Thank you for calling. I just like how Ron DeSantis does things. I like how he thinks. During his speech, the inaugural speech last week, he said Florida's leading the nation. We're the nation's fastest growing state. We rank number one in education freedom. We rank number one in parental involvement in education. Florida also ranks number one in public higher education. This is a record we can all be proud of. We've done so much. We've gone so far. We must ensure that school systems are responsive to parents, to students, not partisan interest groups. We must ensure our institutions of higher learning are focused on academic excellence. Florida must always be a great place to raise a family. See, I mean, these are things that resonate with a lot of Americans. And, I think he's a viable candidate. I think he would beat Biden. I think he would soundly beat Biden, absent, election fraud. His policies are just, choice. School choice is a big deal in Florida. I think school choice is massive. I wish it was a policy here in Connecticut. I think things like money follows the child are enormously important. We'll never see that in Connecticut. We'll never, because the unions are too strong. Arizona had another law. I mean, it just, we need candidates that can speak to needs and can do it in a way that's effective. And do it in a way that you don't have to be worried if you bring your kids there. And and what they might say in live rallies. Here's another interesting story. This is about the famed investor Sam Bankman-Fried, the FTX guy, lost $50 billion. Interesting. As it turns out, this is from HotAir.com. As it turns out, Sam Bankman-Fried visited the White House four times last year, meeting with White House Deputy Chief of Staff Bruce Reed and counselor to the President Steve Ricchetti. Ricchetti and Reed are the two most powerful political operatives in the White House, with offices near the Oval Office. Only Ron Klain holds a higher position in the executive branch. And these two see the president more often than Kamala Harris does, or anybody else for that matter. Ricchetti was the chairman of Biden's 2020 campaign. Reid was the chief of staff when Biden was vice president. In other words, SBF, Sam Bankman-Fried, went straight to the top and was welcomed with open arms. Well, yeah, sure, because FTX gave $40 million to Democrats. Of course they're going to open the front door. White House records recently made public that they revealed that disgraced FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried met with senior Biden administrations in the White House on four separate occasions in 2022. When pressed on the subject during a conference on Tuesday, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre insisted that all the meetings were between White House officials and the fallen crypto mogul that focused primarily on Bankman-Fried's nonprofit pandemic preparedness initiatives. What a bunch of crap. That's not even. Oh, this is, I'm saying, these guys lie when telling the truth would serve them better. It's just unbelievable to me. I don't know how they possibly can say this stuff with a straight face. Here's something too, that really, really speaks truth. Okay, this is from Jazz Shaw, and it has to do with the Damar Hamlin story. And all good stuff. It's great news. People are praying. Teams are entire teams, both squads kneeling, praying. I mean, all wonderful, right? But here's his point. he's pointed that, but NFL players get that kind of treatment. But if it was a regular citizen, would that regular citizen get the same treatment? And the answer is, of course they wouldn't. Of course they wouldn't. You know, you maybe get an on-call physician, maybe if you're lucky. Or you go into a, like I know a personal story. I did the man's funeral. Goes into a hospital after a minor surgery that apparently went bad and was left in an emergency room hallway for a day and died in the hallway. You know, so there's a lot to be said in terms of our medical system, and right now things are things are strained, down on doctors, down on nurses. Level of care is not what it should be. Talking to a nurse yesterday, people are getting thrown out of the hospital in record time. I mean, not even completely ready to go, and they just discharge them. So, you know, we thank God for DeMar Hamlin. Thank God that he's making the progress, and thank God that he received the care he did receive. But if it was just a regular person and not an NFL star, they would be having the funeral by now. All right, we're going to take a break. A couple commercials. We'll come back. More calls, 860-522-9842. Stay with us. Send me out, man. I've got a story that I really want to share, but I don't know that I've got enough time to share today. A lot of you know that we had a young man named Sean Wooden, who was serving as a treasurer, and chose to leave the Lamont administration, which isn't, I mean, they come and go, I mean, right? But there's some backstory here coming from the CT Mirror. Stunning backstory from the CT Mirror that indicates possibly why Sean Wooden left, because he was promoting a program for what's called Baby Bonds. Baby Bonds is a nationally recognized poverty-fighting initiative that was successfully pushed through the legislature by Sean Wooden. And then Lamont apparently didn't like it. Governor and Andy didn't like it, so they killed it after it was already passed. So the idea is, if there's a child that's born into an impoverished family, the state opens a bond for, it makes an investment for a baby bond that won't pay out until 18 years after the bond is enrolled. So if it happened now, it'd be, you know, 2041, whatever the problem is. And so it's plenty of time to work, let the amount grow, let it gain interest, right? Very simple. The program would set aside and invest money on behalf of children that are born in poverty. When they reach adulthood, they could use the money, which would have grown significantly over the years for purposes such as education, starting a business, or buying a home. It's kind of wealth-building activity. They're freely available to people on upper ends of the income ladder, but far too expensive to people at the bottom. Baby bonds help close the ever-widening income gap. So you would think, I mean, this is great. This is a great story for people in poverty, right? Lower-income people. Wow. This is great. Sean Wooden happened to be a black man. That was his initiative. One of his signature policy that he helped put forward. But apparently, the governor didn't like it. Apparently, the then chief of staff Paul Mounds didn't care for it. Sounded enough like he didn't believe in this idea. It's CT Mirror. In a text exchange with the governor's wife, he implied that without support from parents, the prospect of success was questionable. Maybe that's true, but it seems like that should have been decided in public by public officials rather than behind the scenes, with virtually no public explanation. Much of the blame of the baby bonds bill, apparently, and its demise, was laid at Wooden's feet. He successfully pushed the proposal through the assembly, but failed, according to the story, to secure the all-important funding. Maybe this plays in the decision why Wooden did not seek a second term as treasurer after the decision by the governor's staff to kill his signature policy bill. I don't know. Just kind of gives you a window into our governor. You know, I'm supposed to be the defender of the downtrodden. it was a great program, and apparently he just felt like killing it. Let's go to Lebanon and Steve. Lebanon, Connecticut, I'm guessing, not Lebanon, Middle East, right? Steve, welcome to the show.
Hi, Pastor Will. The thing about Donald Trump, the way I look at it, when you hire someone to go fight for you, it's not the same person you want to have over for tea with your grandma. That's why you overlook the things with Donald Trump.
Yeah. Well, maybe you can, Steve, but a lot of us can't. A lot of us answer to a higher authority, and the higher authority tells us that that's not correct behavior in any circumstance in terms of his language and choosing to use that in mixed company, mixed crowds. Certainly, you know, I mean, I don't know this is true, but I've heard it said often, and I kind of think it probably is true. People that have to use curse words in their conversation are people that have limited vocabularies.
Because I just saw a study said the people who use curse words are the smartest people.
Yeah, well, okay, you have to send me that one. I haven't seen that study, but I just think there's things that, you know, it's one thing if you're you know, buddies out in a bar and that's, you're fine, okay, whatever. But this is the leader of the most powerful nation in the world, and I think there has to be a higher standard. I just think there does. I never question his policy. I voted for him twice. If he's the candidate in 2024, I'll vote for him a third time. But if I could sit in a room with Donald Trump and say, President, Mr. President, you need to clean up your act. I need to clean up your language. It's not productive. It's not necessary. You make your same arguments without dropping the F-bomb in front of kids at the rally. That's my point. But not everybody agrees with me, which is fine. That's why we have the show, Steve. We bring on opposing viewpoints, and we welcome that. So thank you so much for calling. Appreciate your call. Thank you. All right, guys, I'm out of time. That's it. Thank you. Good calls for Monday. Thank you. Thank you, Steve Bucci. Thank you, Matt. Listen, we don't have to agree. I'm okay with that. If you're okay with it. I'm okay with not agreeing. I'm okay, but you know, you got to be respectful. Can't be insulting. But I'm perfectly fine with dissenting opinions. I think that's fine. I think that's the strength of what we do. So call and bring it. Bring your thoughts. Bring your ideas. Hey, tomorrow I have Chris Powell, All Things Connecticut. Chris is always a pleasure to have on. Great, and you guys with your calls. So.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.